It's Monday, December 21st, 2015.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Good, it looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, happy, happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to this special last-minute, mostly Christmas episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Okay, everybody. Here's how the story goes.
I don't want to write a holiday song. I'd rather sit at home. To see that I don't want to write a holiday song.
What an appropriate way to open up this here special, mostly Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's not entirely Christmas music, but it is almost Christmas time, and it seemed like a good time to roll that out. So that first track was a band from Portland, Oregon called Kalise. That was their song, Not a Holiday Song. Not a holiday song. That's kind of this episode. It's not a holiday episode, but it is. It's mostly Christmas music, but it's, you know, it is, but it isn't. It's a free download. You can pick up that song if you liked it. It's on the EXO for the Holidays, Volume 8. I want to look for links to where you can pick that up at thesoundsofmyhead.com, like everything else I talk about. Now, without further ado, and the reason this isn't a fully Christmas music episode, if we're being honest, because I couldn't figure out how to do it, because I ran out of time. Anyway, Kelly and I, she's my other half, you might know that if you listen to the show very much. Anyway, she and I made a music video for They Might Be Giants. Now, I should back up and explain, if you're not a frequent listener to the show, that Kelly and I met at a They Might Be Giants concert. We are both lifelong They Might Be Giants fans of the highest order, and we met at a They Might Be Giants concert. And then, very recently, in fact, 14 years and 14 days to the day that we met at a They Might Be Giants concert, John Flansburgh, half of They Might Be Giants, emailed Kelly and said, "Hey, would you be interested in working on a music video for us?" Having no idea that we met at a concert or anything. She, you know, they just liked her work on the internet and said, "Hey, maybe you should do a video for us," because Kelly and I have made some other stop motion videos. Anyway, so we got to work on a video for this new album. They have a new album. It just came out recently. It's called Why. It's a kid's album of sorts. And we got to make the music video for the song Long White Beard, which features the one, the only, Robin Goldwasser, which is John Flansburgh's wife, on lead vocals. And it's a good song. If I'm being honest, I was disappointed it wasn't like a John or John song, right? You know, obviously, because you want the perfect They Might Be Giants song. But actually listening to the song a million times, as I have, I've grown to really like this song a lot. It has a vibe to it that almost reminds me of a little bit of like Factory Showroom era They Might Be Giants. So I quite like Long White Beard, which is what I'm going to play next, if that wasn't obvious as I've been rambling on for like 5 minutes. But then we're going to hear another track off the new record. It's called And Mom and Kid, and I love it. It's probably my favorite song on the record, and it's actually a pretty old song. It was used for a documentary opening title sequence or something like that that Rosie O'Donnell made for HBO a long time ago, but they've never released it until now, so it's on this new Kids album, and it's just a fantastic song. I love it. And then, just because all these songs are super short, I'm also going to play a song that comes off the Dial a Song that They Might Be Giants have been doing all year long. They've been releasing a song a week all year, which is pretty impressive. All new, like 52 new songs over the course of the year. Like two albums plus a bunch of extras of music. And one of those recent ones that hasn't been on an album so far is College Town, another song I really like a lot, also short. So it's just going to be like a three-song They Might Be Giants fest right here to celebrate the release of Why and the music video that, yes, Kelly and I made for the band. Unbelievable. We were like literally having phone calls with John Flansburgh to talk about the music video. Kind of a, you know, life coming full circle. And obviously you should go and watch these videos, right? There's also a behind the scenes. Kelly and I made a quick little behind the scenes making of video. So there's the music video and then there's the how we made the video. And I linked to both those things at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Look for links to that and everything else as always. Okay, without further ado, They Might Be Giants with Long White Beard featuring Robin Goldwasser. Then And Mom and Kid, and then College Town. All three by They Might Be Giants right now on The Sounds of My Head.
So many combinations.
And mom and dad and kid and dad and mom and kid and dad and baby and kid and mom and mom.
So many combinations.
What's wrong with you two? Evan and Alistair, why are we here in the extreme northern hemisphere? Is it because you want to acknowledge the harshness of love? Do you want to remind us of the rocky road that love is? But no, I don't think you'd be that obvious. An introvert and an extrovert, two Australians in the northern lands, your yin and yangs, lions and lambs. What's wrong with you two? Erin Padbury, Alistair Horgan. Did you just wake up one morning and decided that sunshine is boring? What are we doing above the polar circle? Why is the night so dark and eternal? Does my suit match the shade of purple on my face? Australians in the northern lands, your yin and yangs, lions and lambs. An introvert and an extrovert, two Australians in the northern lands, your yin and yangs, lions and lambs. The northern lands slither across the sky. A tear would freeze two eyes in the blink of an eye. If life can survive here, then life can survive anywhere. The sky, a tear would freeze two eyes in the blink of an eye. If love can survive here, then love can survive anywhere.
Oh, those are great songs. That was two songs in a row by Jens Lekman, the one, the only, from Gothenburg, Sweden, right there. We heard Postcard 3 and Postcard 35. Both come from his Every Week, a New Release Postcards series. So I thought I'd put them on after the MIB Giants, because the MIB Giants were doing the Dial a Song all year, and Jens Lekman's been doing the Postcards all year. So all year long, he's been releasing a song a week. And pretty great. Those two were a couple of my favorites, number 3 and number 35 right there. Two really awesome ones. And presumably he's going to like leaf through all these releases and pick out his very favorites and gussy them up and put them on a record or something. But so far they've just been released for free on the internet. So look for links to that at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, turning now to Christmas. That's right. I said it's mostly Christmas and there hasn't been much of that yet. But how about some Christmas? How about this? Chris Farron from Naples, Florida. He's got a whole album called Like a Gift from God or whatever, and it's a whole album of original Christmas songs, which I like it when bands do that, and Chris Farron has done that, and they're surprisingly good. It's not like sappy, mostly, you know, it's like it's good, just quality kind of Dr. Doggy sounding indie rock music. And the first one we're going to hear is Belize Navidad featuring Anika Pyle, and then we're going to hear Like a Gift from God or whatever, the title track, featuring Ginny Owen Youngs. So if you like these two tracks, definitely check out the whole record and look for links. He's got some other stuff on his Bandcamp and stuff. I like this guy. So Chris Farron with Belize Navidad and Like a Gift from God or whatever. Two great Christmas songs right now on this special, mostly Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I saw your face. Yellow embers flicker out, wood hissing and popping loud, while I try to imagine what you might be doing now. Every Christmas Eve, under the tree, I hope you think of me, 'cause like a gift from God. Let it snow and breathe a little slower. Check your phone if you feel alone, and I'll be coming over. Yeah.
Christmas Eve. Engine running.
it started to snow. And you said it was like Christmas, but you were wrong. It wasn't like Christmas at all.
Christmas time, simply having a wonderful wonderful Christmas time.
Thank you.
can't sing. Cause you've got a heart with a certain kindness, and I've got a heart that needs reminding.
Been a while since I've talked, so let me just get us up to speed. After Chris Farron back there, we heard Advanced Bass from Chicago, Illinois, formerly Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. He's back. He's got a new record called Nephew in the Wild. We heard the two songs off of it that are Christmas songs. It's not a Christmas album. It's just a regular old album, but two of the songs were Christmas-related, and they were good, so I held off playing anything from this album until now because I wanted to put on a Christmas episode. So, there we go. We had Christmas in Dearborn and then Christmas in Milwaukee, both great songs that sound representative, like everything else, by Advanced Bass. Very good. If you like those tracks, pick up the record. That guy's awesome. Then we heard a couple tracks from bands from Lafayette, Louisiana. First Derek, and then Derek and Scenic World. That's the band Scenic World and Derek got together. They did a couple covers of a couple of my favorite Christmas songs. First, Just Like Christmas, Lowe's song, probably my favorite Christmas song. And then Wonderful Christmas Time, the Paul McCartney Wings song. Both right there, very good, and you can get those on Bandcamp. Then we heard the Rosebuds from Raleigh, North Carolina, doing some non-Christmas songs. We heard In My Teeth and Give Me a Reason, both from their new record, Sand and Silence. And I put that on thinking about how a couple years back the Rosebuds released an entire Christmas album. But this is not a Christmas album. There's no Christmas music on it at all. But nonetheless, I think of the Rosebuds and now I think of Christmas songs. And it's a new record, so I thought I'd put it on anyway. So that's what you've been hearing. Okay, finishing up this special mostly Christmas music episode of The Sounds of My Head, one last Christmas song. It's a version of Jingle Bells by a band from Asheville, North Carolina called River Wireless. And I don't really like the song Jingle Bells very much. I never play that song ever. I don't like it. It's like Little Drummer Boy. It's just a crappy song, in my opinion, as far as Christmas music goes. But these guys have really elevated. I think there's a great version. Comes off the Paste Holiday Sampler 2015. You can, I think, get that for free off the interwebs. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can find this and where you can watch that video that Kelly and I made. Don't forget, that's pretty cool that we made a video for the MF Giants. Okay, enough self-promotion of that. Okay, moving on. Here we go, finishing up this episode, River Wireless with Jingle Bells. Where else but right now on The Sounds of My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Winter Wonderland by Red Garland. I also talked over I Saw Three Ships by the Canadian Brass and Sleigh Ride by Combustible Edison. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also send me feedback at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com or follow me on social media, which is another way you can contact me. Look for links to where you can do that at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Which, did I mention there's a music video that Kelly and I made for They Might Be Giants, and there's a link to that on the website? Okay, that was my last. I'm really not going to mention anymore. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you for one last episode of the year pretty soon.